the feeling you get driving around or traveling around Rakhine Province is quite frankly shocking. The level of devastation is shocking. In Sitwe, which is one of the major towns of Rakhine, there are whole areas of that town which have been completely destroyed, and they are almost entirely Muslim areas. One area called the Nasi district, which is entirely made up of Muslim people, around 60,000 Muslims used to live there, but now it's completely destroyed. There's nothing left. Well, it's very difficult to find out exactly what's happening on the ground. You talk to Rakhine people, they blame the Rohingya Muslims for starting the violence. You speak to the Rohingya Muslims, they blame the Rakhine people. Now, I spent a lot of time in one of these Rohingya Muslim camps. They tell me stories like the Rakhine people came with police in amongst them. They tried to burn down one of their mosques. The Rohingya people tried to defend that, and then some of them were shot. Shot by who? Rakhine people, the civilians, populations, don't usually carry guns. The only people who have guns are the police and the army. Amnesty International, other human rights organizations have accused the Myanmar government also of actively participating in this violence. So, and you speak to the Rohingya Muslims, I ask them as well, do you hate the Rakhine Buddhists? And surprisingly, their answer almost always is no, we do not hate the Rakhine Buddhists. We put the blame at the Myanmar government for not giving us citizenship and for also participating in the violence. So the Myanmar government has to take a lot of responsibility for what's happening.